I know. I look pregnant. Sorry to disappoint, but I'm not pregnant. I was just highly, highly bloated because I have been having some severe gut issues recently, which I'm in the process of getting to the bottom of it. Before I continue, just be mindful of making comments like this, because this can, if someone's not actually pregnant, they could take offense to this. I'm struggling at the moment with my body image, and this almost sent me because I was so self-conscious of my gut and how much it was sticking out in that dress. So yeah, just be mindful when making comments like this. Anyways, so yeah, I've had gut issues like since I can remember, honestly. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with IBS and I had to follow a low FODMAP diet for a bit. And after a while, I kind of like got over and just decided, look, I think I'm just lactose intolerant. So I'm just going to cut out lactose completely, which was fine. And then, I don't know, just recently, I have been feeling a lot more bloated and a lot more in pain. And the only way that I can feel relief from the bloat is to lie down in bed, which doesn't serve me anything because like I can't do anything. I can't do my errands. I can't do what I need to do because I'm in so much pain just from sitting up normally. I have to lay down. So like, what do? I just scroll on my phone. I waste time. It's not ideal. Do you think it has something to do with these antibiotics that I've been taking? I took a test recently and I had to take antibiotics for like a week or two just to fix it, which I'm towards the end of. So hopefully once I stop taking these antibiotics, I start feeling like somewhat normal. But in the meantime, I have been wanting to fix my gut health. I feel like it's more than just IBS. I feel like there are some underlying issues inside my gut that I want to share with you guys in case any of you are feeling a similar way. So I've actually gone ahead and taken a blood test. I'm still waiting for the results for that one to double check like if I'm allergic to anything or if something's, you know, something's off balance. And then also I took a I can't remember the name of it, but it starts with P. It's a breath test to check if I have any bacteria in my gut, like bad bacteria. So it checks for like anything like that. I took that test and that takes about 2 weeks to get the results back. So I'm still waiting for those results. That was the first thing that my doctor suggested, was to take that test. If nothing comes up, we can rule that out. If something does come up, then that's why I'm bloating so much, and then we can get to the bottom of it. If there's nothing from this test, then we're going to the next step, which I think is a colonoscopy, because I did ask to get a colonoscopy done. I just feel like I need to completely detox my whole gut. Like I'm going to start eating a lot better, and I'm not going to cave into cravings anymore, because I'm sick of feeling like this. I'm sick of feeling bloated and tired and lethargic, and yeah, just... I just really want to fix my health. So I'll keep you guys updated on my journey. But I recently just got Moody, which is like a pre and probiotic supplement. And I also got Collagen Co. Greens, Beauty Greens powder, both in sweet flavors. So I'm not 100% keen on them just purely because they taste way too sweet for me. You're meant to mix the powders in water, and the flavors were their best sellers. So I just thought, you know, well, I'll just get the best sellers because like, yeah, clearly bestsellers for a reason, but they're very sweet drinks. The collagen one is strawberry kiwi and the moody one is pink lemonade. So both are like sweet drinks, which I don't like. So anyways, find a way to still have them. This journey is going to be annoying, a bit unclear at first, but we're going to get to the bottom of it hopefully. And everyone's gut journey is different. Like I'm not sharing this to, you know, push any products onto you guys, because I've been there, done that, and I hate that because everyone's body is different. So I just thought I'd share my journey just for those that are interested or those that are experiencing similar things and want to know what I do and be inspired by it. That's pretty much it. So yeah, stay tuned for more updates on my test results that when they come back, and hopefully we can get to the bottom of it.